Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternatives. And I'm Farley Malaris again. Welcome to yet another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Isn't it fun how the weeks go flying by, the months go flying, the years, the lifetimes. People say they don't believe in reincarnation. And let me tell you something. One incarnation to your soul is like an hour is to us, or like a day, you know. So I'll tell you, it really does seem to go. So you got to enjoy each and every moment. Bask in it. That's what today's topic is all about. States of bliss, the true state of bliss, B-L-I-S-S. So for those of you that are not in a blissful state, this bud's for you. Okay. This topic is one of my favorites because this is how I run my life. People say, Farley, what's your secret to happiness? Well, I do try to be one with the universe. It's true. But I try to be one with the blissful part of the universe. This topic is really about home. And I'm not talking about the house you live in. And I'm not really talking about the bed you sleep in or your residence or where you were born or where you grew up. I'm talking about home. You see, people are not aware that Earth is not our home. Earth is not where we live. Earth is just a stopping point. We are all visitors. We are all travelers. And this is not our normal environment at all. And part of the problem at living in this planet all together, all bunched up, is that we think that this is home. We are under the illusion that this is a place that we're going to stay. But, au contraire, you know, we are not going to stay here. This is a total limited experience. I hate to tell you this because I know a lot of people are really tied to the Earth. Trust me. I'm aware that people are tied to this planet because they keep coming back here. So there must be something here pulling them. But this is not our ordinary state of existence, okay? When you die and when you sleep at night, you go home, okay? I want to make that clear. This is not home. Home is when you're resting, when your astral body leaves the physical and leaves this limited experience, this carnival called earthly life, and goes into the higher realms to charge. Home is when you die and your soul is freed from the limitations and the pain and the pleasures of earthly life. And home is actually a very advanced, complicated, difficult to understand or explain state of bliss. Now, there are people that I know that have had a death experience, including myself. You ever fainted? You ever blacked out? If you ever had a hallucination or a vision where somehow you went into the light? Are you experienced what it was like perhaps in a highly tranced out state of meditation? Or experienced some of the higher realms? The best thing I can compare it to is like a pillowy softness that is filled with love. It's like being surrounded with billions of huge pillows of love that feel so good. It's like you're floating weightless in the universe, in infinity, and with nothing better to do than just be blissful. Okay, and that is really home. And that is really the true existence of life. That for one thing, for me, I'm happy that blissful experience occurs because that's what I call hope. You know the words hope, faith, and charity? Well, when you have hope, you know that there's something better than this. And there's something beyond this world. And there's something beyond this life. And when you give up hope, and when you give up the desire and the will to be free, and to be happy and to be enlightened and spiritual and comfortable, then you got a problem. Once you give up hope, as far as I'm concerned, you are doing the A number one thing to trigger karma. Giving up hope will trigger so much karma. And if you want me to define karma for you in a way maybe you've never heard it before, karma is when you do something against the spirit, okay, in contrast to the spirit that magnetizes you to earth, that keeps you in this plane, and that retains you on this planet and keeps pulling you back like the strongest electromagnetic force imaginable. That's what karma is. When you give up things like hope, or when you give up things like faith, or when you don't activate vibrations in your system like grace or mercy or forgiveness. When you do everything contrary to that, when you become selfish, when you become obsessed, when you become worried or negative or frightened, when you let yourself focus on things that are not of the Spirit, then what you are doing is you are magnetizing yourself to this earth plane over and over again, lifetime after lifetime. To your soul, it only seems like a year, 365 lifetimes. To us, when we're involved each and every lifetime, it seems like it goes on for quite a long time. But when you take a look at the years and how they've gone past, it's rather quick. Well, after you die and you take a look at your lifetime, it's like a flicker. It's just a reflection. It's like, wow, did I really do that? Did I really experience that? You know, but people forget when they're born and when they live their lives and when they get involved in environments and in habits and in routines and in response patterns and behavioral patterns, they forget about the true existence, the true environment of their soul, which is a very blissful state. And if people remembered this, if people remembered how truly blissful it is at home in the higher realms, that place we go when we sleep and when we die, between lifetimes, if people knew that, do you think that they would be as selfish and as obsessed and as worried and as negative and frightened as they are? But they are. You know, sometimes right before somebody dies, and I have visited a lot of people, sometimes hours before they leave this dimension. Sometimes I don't like to visit people in the hospital because I feel like a messenger of death. It's like after they see Farley, they're gone. You know, my grandmother Bessie went like that. My friend Cleo Patterson went like that. My cousin Aki Berger went like that. My uncle Herman went like that. My uncle Harry went like that. My friend Michael Alcano went like that. And so many others that as soon as I visit them that last time, I notice that they, even if they're racked in pain or they have a dread disease or cancer or heart disease or whatever, it's like moments or hours before they die, it's like they know. So many of them are aware of that blissful state that finally they have accelerated and ascended to. And no longer do they fear death or passing. It's like they welcome it. Now, a lot of people have called my show and actually notified me and let me know that they've known people that have died and they've been around people right before they do die. And sometimes even minutes or hours before they leave, there is something about them that is very blissful. Something about them that is very peaceful and centered and calm. It's almost like they're being groomed for their birth into higher realms, their death from the earthly realm and their birth into the spirit realm. And it really is magnificent. And you know what? Knowing this fact in my mind helps me live my life and helps me remind myself of the true state of hominess that I am always in. Because my spirit dwells in a state of bliss. And if there's anything on earth, in earth life, or any people in earth life that try to redirect that energy, if there's anyone that I'm dealing with or anyone I know or any situation I'm aware of that detracts from that blissful state, hey, forget that. That's karma. Like I am at peace with myself and the world. And if there's other people out there that want to make war with me, I'm sorry. I'm at peace. I don't want to make war. My rules are you either be mellow and calm and centered and tranquil and peaceful or forget it. Stay away because I'll stay away from you. Because bliss is really the true answer. You know where astrology comes in? Astrology is a magnificent humanistic science because astrology helps us design the limitation. Don't you get it? Astrology helps us design and charge these bodies at birth in a magnificent system that allows us to be separate and unique and actually subjected to certain specific limitations, whether it's an appearance limitation. Everybody's got a cross to bear. Did you ever hear that one? It's true. Everyone has a karma. Everyone has a problem. Everyone has a mission and a focus to overcome. And the astrology chart is magnificent because by knowing the date, time, and city of birth, we can zero in on the exact vibration because where the planets are, frozen in time and space, is such a magnificent reflection of the universe as above, so below. As the universe is, the moment of birth, that is the way the child will be for its entire lifetime. A reflection of that moment in time. As above, so below. You know? And by embracing the energies at birth, we can analyze specifically so many issues concerning that being and how they're going to grow up, how they're going to respond to conditioning, how they're going to respond to behavioralism, how their attitudes and mores can be controlled, whether they're going to be stubborn or open-minded, whether they're going to be confused or easy to get along with, whether they're going to be handsome and beautiful or maybe normal-looking, natural-looking, homely, if you mind, or just wholesome, whether they're going to be healthy or sick, whether they're going to be rich or poor. You know, but wherever the pain comes in, do you know that we can look at an astrological chart and zero in on pain and karma and also power and pleasure at the same time? But when people call me up on the air, I like to let them know what I see in their chart. That's what the magnificent phenomena of this show is. People call up. It's an open forum. I'm wide open here. I'm sitting in a room filled with electronics. I'm totally tranced out with my piece of celestite here. I'm happier than I've ever been during this show. When this show goes on the air, I'm in total bliss, because I'm in communion with my higher self right now. So this is like sex to me. This is more than sex to me. I'm happy. I'm high. And people call me up, and I take a look at their spirit and the limitation that has been subjected to that spirit at birth, astrologically and metaphysically and psychically. I try to interpret for that individual. People don't know I'm very psychic. Okay, I don't admit that, but I am extremely intuitive, and being clear and sober really helped to be that way. And also being positive and confident and open-minded really help. But when people call me up on the air, I'm trying to do the same thing for them that astrologers and metaphysicians and psychics did for me years ago. I'm trying to reveal their truth. I'm trying to help them understand their character, their vibration, their karma, what their obsessions are, what their limitations are that keep them from ascension. What are their limitations that keep them from having communal with their own spirit? Why are they not blissful? Why do you think people are not happy in their relationships and their career? Why do you think they call Farley to find out? It's a boring question. You know, the only reason why you don't have a good relationship or you don't have a good career is probably because people can't handle you. You're too intense. You're too negative. You're too karmic. You're not blissful. You know, I meditate and pray every single day, and I make sure that I have plenty of time during the day to have some good, clean fun. Whether it's calling up and jawing with my mom and dad and having a couple laughs, or playing with my friends, my birds, or my real friends, playing some video games, or just having some time to be creative. I make sure that I fill every minute of that day with good vibrations. And I've worked hard to make sure that there are not any hostile, angry, mean, frustrated, irritable, anxiety-ridden people in my life to rattle my spiritual apple cart. Because my life is surrounded with wonderful, loving, caring people, including all of you. All of you that call this show with good vibes. Hey, this show is not an accident. I manifested this show, and you did too, to have a time during the day, right in the smack in the middle of the day, Southern California, 12 noon, astrological, metaphysical radio, Monday through Friday for almost 6 years. So many of us have got along and done it for so long, have gotten through the day because we have time to be spiritual, because we have time to be blissful, because we have time to reach beyond this realm and embrace the power, the magnificence, and the brilliance of love and light that truly exists and binds us and bonds us and bound and makes us bound together eternally. It's one powerful force of magnificence. I talked to a guy today in my dad's office. He says, "How's your relationship with your dad?" You know what? My relationship with my dad is eternal. I am one with that guy. We are talking beyond life and death. I'm so close to my dad that I feel like he's part of me. Same with my mother. I mean, I sometimes think that me, my mother, my sister, and my dad are one being divided by four. Because that's how, even if I'm not with them, I feel the love and the light inside of me that binds me to them. And that it starts right at home with the family. It took us a lot of work to become that close. We overcame the karma that affected us. We let go of a lot of the selfish obsessions and the manipulations that affected us, as do all family situations, karmically speaking. But now we are one, and we are in that state of bliss. It can happen. People can make it happen. That's why I'm proud to have my mother, my father, Beatrice, Fred, Melanie, and my niece and nephew, Scott and Tracy, and all of our wonderful little friends and pets we have, the birds we have around and stuff. We have a lot of fun in my family, you know? We know how to laugh. We know how to play. It wasn't always like that. Sometimes it was a struggle. But we've ascended. And so many of you are barking up the wrong tree. You're beating around the bush and you're banging your head up against the wall. Why are you letting a hopeless relationship, we're talking climbing Mount Everest, okay? Why are you chasing after someone that won't have you? Why are you in a career where you go to work, you feel like being nauseous every single day? We're talking manifesting your own hell, being afraid to take a chance on creating heaven. Why do you hang out with people that make you feel down and depressed and negative all the time and criticize you? Why would you associate yourself even with parents or children unless they love and respect you? Detach. The karma will work itself out, but it starts with you. You must find a state of bliss. That's what I discovered. I can't blame my dad, and I can't blame my mom. I'm not going to blame my sister or my ex-brother-in-law or any of my friends that I'm not seeing now or whether I'm seeing them current or any of my girlfriends I've been with or ex-wife. You know, the problem is not with the world. It is within. It is internal. Karma is something we must come face to face with. The world and people around us are our mirror. And if you are not in a state of bliss, then you got to check yourself inside. And you got to say, hey, what is wrong here with me? Why is it that I have to create this horror and this nightmare that holds me down? You know, astrologically, it helps to have a chart and to know if you have Scorpio factor, you know, the love-hate factor, or to know if you have that Libra charm, or to know if you have the Pisces magnetism and vulnerability in your chart. Hey, you could be a Virgo with Capricorn rising and a Pisces moon and the most sensitive puppy in the whole planet. Take everything personal. And Cancer factor people like me with Venus in Cancer, or my dad with Sun, Mercury, Pluto, and Neptune in Cancer. Hey, we have this vibration where we might never forget. If we're upset about something, we may never let go. But we understand the system now. So we know how to embrace and surrender and process and let go. And we know about forgiveness and grace and mercy and faith and hope. Do you include these type of words in your everyday lifestyle? You should. Think about it. Forgiveness. When's the last time you forgave yourself or somebody you hate? That's karma. Inability to forgive, inability to have faith, inability to be merciful, inability to be graceful, inability to have hope. When you lack those issues, you got a lot of homework, guys and gals. We're talking karma here. And that's why in 1975, when I got my chart done, and when my astrologer explained to me about this emotional problem and karma that I had with everyone, my parents, my friends, in childhood, in school, in college, relationships, when they explained to me this ego thing, this selfishness thing, this substance abuse, this escapism, this depression, I'm sitting there looking at her on the other side of the table going, you see all of that on that piece of paper there? Yeah, I do. I'll even give you the timing as to when you had your biggest breakdowns, Farley. Oh, really? Well, that's what astrology does. It reveals to you the limitation, the separation, the illusion of separation that we have created. And you know what's not an illusion? What's not an illusion is bliss. But in order to get there, you have to overcome the separation. And overcoming that separation is a quest. I don't know if you're like me and you love playing fantasy games like Wizardry and Ultima, or like on Nintendo they have this one called Dragon Warrior I'm into now. A quest where you have to defeat all these monsters and you have to collect all these treasures and you have to get all these weapons and all this armor and these certain shields, and you have to collect gold and points and learn all these lessons until you can finally save the princess and kill the dragon lord. That's the same thing with life. It's a quest. And in order to be in a blissful spiritual state, you got to take care of your trash. You got to take care of your karma. That means it's time to make a peace with yourself and the world and learn these things like forgiveness and mercy and hope and faith. Okay? Don't forget about these issues. And remember that Farley Malaris, your old Uncle Farley, right, told you that the reward for paying your dues and doing your homework is a blissful state of existence. You can be human and live in a blissful state of existence. I do it all the time. My bliss factor is between 8 and 9 almost all the time. Unless I get somebody strange in my life that calls me up and gives me a hard time, or tries to rattle my cage, which I kind of back away from peacefully and gracefully. Other than that, I try to keep it real mellow, real balanced. And once in a while in traffic, I freak out, I get nervous, I get upset, or on the phone, I might get irate and feel that Scorpio Cancer energy welling up inside my Leo soul. And I just sit there and go, remember the bliss. Remember the bliss, Farley. Remember the good times. Remember your spirit. Remember what you are. Remember what you're not. And you're not this. This is not real. You are blissful. You're at home. I'm at home. You know, and it's such a good issue. It's such a good way to start the weekend, too. With everything retrograde, with a hurricane going berserk in the East Coast right now, with planes crashing and things breaking down, Mercury going retrograde. There's a new radio station in town. Did you hear about that? Aren't you glad they started with Mercury retrograde? Let's wait and see what happens to these guys. There's not enough rock and roll stations, right? So they start another one with Mercury retrograde. I think it sounds like garbage myself, but still, you know, it just, people are not aware that we don't have to suffer unless we allow ourselves to. And in order to be blissful, it's power of the mind. It's a matter of just removing yourself from an uncomfortable state of consciousness and getting yourself into a blissful state. It's that simple. And learning your astrology chart and overcoming your karma and working out peace. You think about how unmerciful you could be or how unforgiving you could be or how little faith you have or how little hope you might have in your life and turn it all around. Start being merciful and start being forgiving with the people you hate the most. That's how karma has worked out. You remove the wall that separates you from your higher self, your higher power. You remove that wall and that fog and that cloud that enables you to have communion with the part of yourself that is godlike in nature. We're talking messianic. And when you start practicing this stuff and learning how to meditate, which is such a wonderful way to have a romantic experience with yourself. I'm not talking sexual. I'm talking spiritual. I'm talking loving and caring, nourishing and nurturing yourself and your body with wonderful vibrations. Loving what you see in the mirror, no matter what it is. That's you. Hey, that's your outer shell. If you don't like what it is, well, maybe you can change it if you're nicer to it in the first place. By being hard on yourself, you're just creating more karma. I'm not trying to preach to you, and I'm not trying to lecture to you either. I'm Farley Malaris, and this is Astrological Metaphysical Radio, KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. We are here weekdays, 93.5 FM at 12 noon, and this may be the only radio station you'll hear me on, because there's new management at the other station I was working at, and they put me on hold. So this is it. If you want to hear Farley, this is going to be the place that you're going to hear me, KFOX, 12 noon, weekdays. And we are a public-supported radio show. That means we stay on the air because we have wonderful folks like you to get involved and support the show and keep us on the air.